Today's daf is Vachim daf Chof Zayin, and we have three lines from the bottom of daf Chof Vav Amid Beis. We began the sugya of Zrika Shaloi Ben Koyma. The Mishnah had said on the bottom of daf Chof Vav Amid Aleph, Nosnei Al Gabi Hakevesh Shaloi Keneged Ayisoid, Nosan Asanitonim Lamata Lamailo, Vesanitonim Lamailo Lamata, Vesanitonim Befnim Bechutz, Vesanitonim Bechutz Befnim, Posel Ve'em Boikaris. Halacha is that every carbon had its own hilchus zrika, specifically where exactly the zrika was supposed to be done. The Mishnah discusses what happens if the zrika was done shalai b'mkaymai. It was done in the wrong place. The Mishnah gives different examples of it, and the Mishnah concludes, pasul ve'em b'ikaris. Now, pasul, you learn the Mishnah, pasul sounds like the carbon is pasul. Stating that, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said that when the Mishnah over here says pasul, it doesn't mean that the carbon is pasul. All it means is that the basar is pasul. Meaning, you can't eat the basar. And the way the Achreidim speak out, you can't be makter the emurim. But as it relates to the kapara, the ikar carbon, the carbon's going to be kosher. Because even though the Torah did outline exactly where exactly the zrikas are supposed to take place, but the makam of the zrika is only a din lekatchila. But b'di'evet, zrika shalei b'mkaymai is kim kaymai dami. It's only with regards to the heter basar that zrika shalei b'mkaymai is lav kim kaymai dami. Shmuel said, how do I know that zrika shalei b'mkaymai is kim kaymai dami? Sort that from a pasuk, vanina, satav lochem ala mezbeach, lekater, kiven chegia dam le mezbeach, nischap rubayla. Ihachi basar nami? No, it's only lechapar nesatav, but v'leila davaracha. So the bottom line is, Shmuel Shita is that Zrika Shalebim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami Alav Kim Kaimai Dami? It depends. With regards to Kapara, it's Kim Kaimai Dami. With regards to the Heta Basar, it's Lav Kim Kaimai Dami. The Mishnah that says that if someone did a Zrika Shalebim Kaimai Pasal, it's discussing specifically the Basar, because Enochinami, as it relates to the Basar, Zrika Shalebim Kaimai is Lav Kim Kaimai Dami. So this morning, we went through Daf Chavava Mubez, and the Gemara asked the Kasha on Shmuel from the Mishnah in the beginning of Parakala Psulim. Now the Gemara is going to ask another Kasha from a brisa, a very geschmack a brisa, but you have to hold cup. So this is discussing a kohen that was doing the avodah. He was doing shechita, and at the time he did the shechita, he had a machshava. The machshava was that when he does this zrika, he's going to do a zrika shaloi b'mkayim. Now this is not to be confused with the machshava to do the zrika chutz l'mkayim. There's an idea of Machsheves Pigel. Machsheves Pigel is someone's doing one of the Dalet Avodas, and he has in mind either to eat the basar, be makta de emurim, do the shvicha shirayim, or do the zrika sadam, chutz lezmane chutz v'mkoyme. Chutz lezmane means beyond the time that you're mechuyev to do it. Beyond the time that you're allowed to do it. Chutz l'mkaymai means outside the place that you're allowed to do it. So that chutz l'mkaymai as it relates to Haktara would be outside of the Azara. Chutzim Kami as it relates to Zrika would also mean outside of the Azara. The Zrika has to be done in the Azara, in the Mizbeach. A Zrika with a machshava of Chutzim Kami would mean that you had in mind to do it outside of the Azara. That's not what this person thought. This person had a machshava not to do it Chutzim Kami, but rather to do it Shaloibim Kami. So again, he was doing the Shechita, and he had in mind Litin Esanitonim Lamaila Lamata Lamata Lamaila. He had in mind that he was going to do the Zrika Shaloibim Kami. If he had in mind to do the Zrika Shaloibim Kami that day, Kasha. So he's bringing the carbon, the kohen is on Monday, and he has in mind later today, on Monday, I'm going to do the zrika, and I'm going to do it shalei b'mkaymai. That's not a machshava paisalas. Chaza v'chishev, it's for that reason, if after he did the machshrita, with this machshava, to do the zrika shalei b'mkaymai, he then went and did the kabbalah, let's say. And he did the kabbalah with a machshava, chutz l'mkaymai pasal, ve'im b'ikaris. Chutz l'zmanoi, pigol v'chayav, and all of cars. Meaning, the shechita wasn't possible because the shechita with the machshava to do a zrika shalei b'mkaymai was not a zrika with a machshava paisalas. As a result, it's as if he did a regular shechita. He did a regular kosher shechita. Now, if he does kabbalah with a machshava of chutz l'mkaymai, it's a regular machshava of chutz l'mkaymai, which is possible they make cars. If he does the kabbalah with a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, it's a regular chutz l'zmanai, which is possible, in other words, pigol v'yesh b'ikaris. What would be, however, if at the time that he did the shechita, he had in mind to do this zrika shalei b'mkaymai, but not la'alter, not today, but rather l'machar. So he does the shechita, and he's thinking at the time of the shechita on Monday that, you know, tomorrow I'm going to do this zrika, and I'm going to do a zrika shalei b'mkaymai. So there the halacha is possible. As a result, Chaza b'chishev, if afterwards he then did the Kabbalah, and he had a machshava, bein chutz l'zmanoi, bein chutz l'mkoymoi, pasav ein b'karas. Whether the machshava was to do the achilas adam or the achilas mizbeach chutz l'mkoymoi, whether it was to do it chutz l'zmanoi, in either case, the halacha is going to be pasal, but the ein b'karas is not going to be karas. Why is there no karas if the machshava was to do it chutz l'zmanoi? Because being that when you did the shechita, al menas to do the zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi chutz l'zmanoi, it already disqualified the carbon. It made the carbon possible. So at that point, the carbon's possible. Once the carbon's possible, so the machshava that you have later of machshava's pigle is not a machshava's pigle. Because machshava's pigle is only a machshava's pigle if it was done in a carbon that was kosher. Being that this carbon is possible, so it's for that reason, it's not going to be a machshava's pigle. But the Gemara makes one gewaldige diak. What was the seifa of this brisa? The part of the brisa that we need. Somebody was doing shechita. And at the time he did the shechita, he had a mind to do the zrika shaloi b'mkoymai l'machar. That's another way of saying shaloi b'mkoymai, but chutz l'zmanai. The halacha was pasal, not pigle, pasal. L'chura, why is it only pasal? If zrika shaloi b'mkoymai is kim koymai dami, then essentially it was a regular machshava's pigle. It was a machshava to do the zrika chutz l'zmanai. Now, grada was to do the Zrika chutzlas manoi shaloibim koimai. But the shaloibim koimai is irrelevant because at the end of the day, shaloibim koimai is kimikoimai dami. So essentially, he had a regular machshavas pigle. So, break the Gemara inside the e shaloibim koimai kimikoimai dami. If a zrika shaloibim koimai is kimikoimai dami, hai posel pigle hudan. What's pshat in the sefer? Why does the sefer say lemocher posel? It's mashma posel but not pigle. It's pigle because you had a mind to do the zrika chutzlas manoi. Ay, the machshava that you had in mind. That zrika was going to be a zrika shaloibim koimai, but zrika shaloibim koimai is kim koimai dami. It's a bishloim of zrika shaloibim koimai is lav kim koimai dami. Okay, so maybe you'll tell me it's not a regular machshavas pigle. But if zrika shaloibim koimai is kim koimai dami, mokum is not ma'akiv when it comes to kapara. So it comes out then at the end of the day, you had a regular machshava to do the zrika chutzlas manoi. So it should be pigle. Omer mazutra, maso mazutra said a chiddush. Zrika de shayu basa b'achila maisa lide pigle. Zrika de lo shayu basa b'achila loy maisa lide pigle. That when it comes to pigle, the only type of zrika that's considered a zrika is a zrika that's matar basa b'achila, meaning a zrika b'mkoymai. But a zrika shaloi b'mkoymai, which the Mishnah said pasal and Shmuel explained, what does pasal mean? It means that the basa is pasal. A zrika shaloi b'mkoymai that's not matar basa b'achila, over there the halacha is it can't be ma'isli day pickle. Amalei Rav Asher Ma'azutra, mean halacha, how do you know that the chesif is untaf from a pasik? It says, v'nei ochel yeyochel nipsar zevach shlomav pigul yiyah. So we learn from there, mishe pigulay garam, like the only time basar of a carbon could become pigle is if the reason the basar is asr b'achila is because of the pigle. Misha pigulay garamlay, the pigle was gairin the isr achila. Yotzeze she'im pigulay garamlay ela isr davarecha garamlay, as opposed to something that anyways is asr b'achila. If you did a zrika shleibim koimai, the basar is anyways asr b'achila. You need zrika to be matter the basar. A zrika shleibim koimai doesn't have the ability to be matter the basar. As a result, it's anyways asr. Being that it's anyways asr, the pigle in it of itself is not going to have any impact. So you want to know, says the Gemara, why is it that if a Kohen was mechashe b'shashchita to do the zrika shaloi b'mkoy mechutz l'zmano, it's not pigle, it's only pasal, it's not pigle. The reason it's not pigle is because even though zrika shaloi b'mkoy is kimikoy medami, but it's not matar basa b'achila. And when it comes to pigle, the halach is misha piguloi garim loy, yotza zeh she'em piguloi garim loy, ela isa davar acha garim loy. But there's a very important Rashi before we go right there. Rashi dibra maskel misha piguloi garim. The Gemara says, how do I know that a zrika shaloi b'mkoy moy can't create pigle? Misha pigulay garam loy, yotza zeh she'en pigulay garam loy, ela isa davar acha garam loy. Meaning you need that the pigle should be the reason that this pasul is also b'achila. But if this pasul is also b'achila for another reason, over there you're not going to have the halacha of pigle. Says Rashi, that really makes sense if someone had a machshavas pigle at the time that he was doing his zrika shaloi b'mkoymai. So the Kohen did Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilach. Now came time to do the Zrika. At the time of the Zrika, you had a machshava to eat the basar, let's say, Chutz L'Zmanai. But you did a Zrika Shalei B'mkoymai. Being that even without the machshava of Chutz L'Zmanai, the basar is going to be asa b'achila. Because the Zrika that you did wasn't matter the basar. Because Zrika Shalei B'mkoymai is lafkim koymidami as it relates to the heter basar. So you don't have pigula garamloi. As a result, it's not going to be asa b'achila. That makes sense. But what was our case? Our case wasn't when you had a machshava at the time you were doing a zrika shaloi b'mkoymai. It was just the opposite. What happened was you were doing a shechita and you had a mind to do a zrika chutz l'zmanai. Zrika chutz l'zmanai normal is a machshavas pigle. Here you had a mind to do the zrika chutz l'zmanai manoi shalaybim kaimai. That zrika that you're going to do chutzas manoi is also going to be shalaybim kaimai. As a result, it's not a machshavas pigul. Why? Because misha pigulei garam lai. Over there, the pigul is being garam. The shchita itself was a good shchita. It could be you're going to do a regular kabbalah halacha and zrika. It just so happens that when you had a machshava to do a zrika chutzas manoi, the machshava was to do a zrika that wouldn't be able to be masa. But what does it have to do with the drosha? The drosha is misha pigulei garam lai. Yot says esha ain't pigulei garam lai. Over here, the machshava is what's being gayer. If you had the machshava when you were doing a zrika shalevim koimen, then even without the machshava, it would be asa bachila. So there's a chesaron of misha pigulei garam lai. But over here, you did a regular shchita kabbalei lach zrika. It's just that the machshava that you had to do a zrika chutzas manoi was a zrika shalevim koimen chutzas manoi. But so, at the end of the day, though, without the machshava, the basa would be mutter. The only reason the basa is aser is because of the machshava, which means it's pigulei garam lai. So what's the Gemara saying? So Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi just very cryptically says, umina, that enachanami, the ikar drasha of the Gemara, of the me'achel ye'achel, misha pigulei garam lai, yatzezeh she'en pigulei garam lai, is with regards to someone that had a machshava when he was doing his rikosh alebim kaima. But Rashi says the magic words, umina, we learn one from the other. Ki chishe b'shchita al menas l'se zrika chutzos manoi le'have a machshava b'zrika mefagalas. Enachanami, what our Gemara is saying is really the second step. The first step is we establish that a zrika shalevim koimai is not a zrika that if you machashe machshavas pigul in it, that it would be a machshavas pigul. I mean, if you have a machshavas pigul while you're doing a zrika shalevim koimai, it's not going to be a machshavas pigul. From there I learned that if you machashe to do a zrika shalevim koimai, that's not either going to be a machshavas pigul. Why should that be true? So we're going to have to see that a little bit later. But for now, what the Gemara is saying is that really zrika shalevim koimai is kim koimai dami. Why is it that if you machashe to do a zrika shalevim koimai chutzas man, it's not a machshavas pigul? Because when it comes to pigul, it has to be a zrika that's matar basa b'achila, and a zrika shalevim koimai is not matar basa b'achila. So the Gemara says ihachi absolutely namid lifsel. So why was it possible? The Mishnah said lemachar. What was that price? That if you had a mind to do a zrika shalevim koimai lemachar pasul. Manavshach, if it's pigol, it should be pigol. And if you're telling me there's a halach in pigol, that the only time chutzas manoi is a problem when you have a zrika that's matar basa b'achila, that it shouldn't be possible at all. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, mida d'havi ha-machshavas hinuach v'alibid Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara does this for the first time. We have to shtautzu, we have to invoke shittas Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda has a shita that's going to be mentioned in the third parak, that any time a kohen does the avodah and he has in mind that he's going to create a psul in the dam, that automatically is a machshava piseles, and it knocks out the carbon. Meaning, for example, if the kohen would have in mind that I'm going to do the shechita, and then I'm going to leave the dam over till tomorrow. If you leave the dam over till tomorrow, the dam becomes pasul. It's psulina. So you had a machshava to make the dam pasul, that in and of itself is a problem. Says the Gemara, the reason lemachar chutzim koimai is pasul is not because of the machshava to do the zrika. The machshava to do the zrika wasn't a machshava apiseles, because you need a zrika to shayar yabasar b'achila. But a zrika to shayar yabasar b'achila, that's the issue. Is that if you had a mind to do the zrika shalaybim koimai tomorrow, that means you're having a mind that the dam's going to be around tomorrow. That in and of itself is a problem, because now you just had a machshava for the dam to be won, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's machshavas hinuach, where you had a mind to leave it for the next day. That's why it's good. It's not possible because of the machshava to do the zrika tomorrow. It's possible simply because you had a mind to leave the dam over for tomorrow. But the bottom line is, this is the conclusion of the first shita in the Gemara, the first of three, and that's shita Shmuel. Shmuel shita is that zrika shleibim koimi is kimikoimi dami as it relates to kapara, is lavkim koimi dami as it relates to the heter basa. When the Mishnah says that zrika shleibim koimi is lavkim koimi dami, the Mishnah is discussing the heter basa. Big chiddush, pasul doesn't mean the carbon's pasul, which is what it usually means, but pasul means that the basa is pasul. All the kashas, the Gemara worked everything out. So the Gemara, Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish said a different shot of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that it's Zrika Shalaybim Koimai is possible, what it means is it's really possible. Vishalaybim Koimai, Kimi Koimai, Dami. And really, a Zrika Shalaybim Koimai is Kimi Koimai Dami. How does that make sense? If Zrika Shalaybim Koimai is Kimi Koimai Dami, how do you learn the Mishnah that says Zrika Shalaybim Koimai possible means that the carbon is possible? Shmuel was forced to say that. What does pasul mean? The basar is pasul. Rish Lakish says no. Really means the carbon is pasul. But like kasha, how's that possible? Kanche nasan b'shtika, kanche nasan b'amira. When is zrika shleibim kamei kimi kamei dami? If you did it b'shtika, meaning you didn't have a machshava apiselas. The Mishnah, you have to make it a kimta, says Rish Lakish. Hachab mayaskinon, where you had a machshavas pigel. If you had a machshavas pigel, over there it's going to be possible. But enochinami, if you would have done it b'shtika, without a machsheves pigel, over there the halacha would have been that it would have been kosher. In other words, Reish Lakish holds like Shmuel, that is rika shalei bim koimoi, is kosher with regards to kapara, it's possible as it relates to achiva. The machlokes Shmuel and Reish Lakish is merely how to learn pashup shan in Mishnah. Shmuel says that when the Mishnah says rika shalei bim koimoi is possible, it means the basar is possible. Reish Lakish says when the Mishnah says rika shalei bim koimoi is possible, hacha b'maya skinah, where you had a machsheves pigel, if you had a machsheves pigel, over there the basar is going to be possible. Ah, you'll ask me a kasha, if you had a machsheves pigel, it should be pigel, it should be more than possible. If I care, the Mishnah says possible aim by cards, the Teretz says what the Gemara said already. Zrika the shayu your basar b'achila ma'isul de pigel, zrika the loyshayu your basar b'achila loy ma'isul de pigel. But the bottom line is in the halachis of zrika shalei bim koimoi, there's no machloikis between Shmuel and Shlokish. The machloikis is merely had to be making the Mishnah. So now what the Gemara is going to say, and the Gemara is going to say v'chulu, so we're going to save a few lines Gemara, but the Gemara is basically going to say that all the kashas that we asked on Shmuel who holds Rika Shalabim Kaimai are now Shver and Reish Lakish, and obviously all the terutzim that the Gemara said for Shmuel is going to work for Reish Lakish itself as well. And the Gemara says it mamish pekitza tanan. The Mishnah says chishev litin es anatonam lamata lamayla lamayla lamata v'chulu ad midi dehavi avachshav esinuach v'libid Rabbi Yehuda. That's basically a very abridged version of a whole Amid Gemara. Basically, what the Gemara is saying is that the same Shachli Vatari that we had a little bit of Shmuel, we're going to end up having a little bit of Reish Lakish, simply because Shmuel and Reish Lakish are the same Shita. It's just an Afgemina and how to learn Pashub Shan in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan Amaz, Achti Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan is a third Shita. And first outside, Rabbi Yechanan Shita is that Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Dami. So Shmuel and Reish Lakish both held that as it relates to Kaporos, Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimai Kim Koimai Dami. Rabbi Yechanan argues, Rabbi Yechanan holds Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Dami. And the emes is, like Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishnah is Pasha. The Mishnah says, Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimai Pasol. What does Pasol mean? It means the carbon is Pasol. You didn't do Zrika. So Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimai is Kim Koimai Dami. So Rabbi Yechanan really shouldn't have to say anything beyond that. Stating that, Rabbi Yechanan is going to get involved in answering a question that the Gemara never even asked. So we need the rest of the story. The rest of the story is that this morning, earlier on Daf Chavav, the Gemara had asked the Kasha on Shmuel from the first Mishnah in Perek Kol HaZvachim. The first Mishnah of the third Perek on Daf Lamid Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there discussed the Zrika Shalei Bim Koimai, and the Mishnah said, the Koyim did a Zrika Shalei Bim Koimai, im yesh dam ha-nefesh, yachzer ha-kasha v'yakabal. If there's dam, do another Zrika. And the Gemara asked that as a Kasha on Shmuel, which is also a kasha in Reish Lakish. What's the kasha? If Zrika Shalei Bim Koimai is Kim Koimai Dami, why do you have to do another Zrika? And v'chi teima, you're doing the other Zrika to be matu basar v'achilo. Mi ikamidi, is it possible that you're going to do a Zrika just to be matu the basar? Davni Nezer's Enukul's kasha. Right, we spoke at some rate this morning. But the bottom line is, the Gemara was asking a kasha from that Mishnah on Shita Shmuel. That is that Mishnah Shner Rabbi Yechanan also. Why? I mean, the first class you can say, Fakir, Rabbi Yechanan is very gishmak. Rabbi Yechanan says, Rika Shalei Bim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Dami, Atu Dasi the Mishnah. That if you do it, Rika Shalei Bim Koimai, Yachzar Kasha B'Yakab. The reason it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan is because our Mishnah says Pasul. Pasul sounds like there's nothing you could do. There's no Eitzah. That Mishnah says, Yachzar Kasha B'Yakabal. It sounds like there is an Eitzah. It sounds like there is something you could do. So even though Rabbi Yechanan seems to be the easy pshat, Zrika Shalei Bim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Dami. As a result, when the Mishnah says Zrika Shalei Bim Koimai Pasul, it means Pashat, that it's really going to be Pasul. Rabbi Yechanan still felt that he had to refine his position a little bit. Let's see it inside. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Idi V'Idi Shenosan B'Shtika. What's Idi V'Idi? Idi V'Idi Zok Rashi Tzai our Mishnah that says Zrika Shalei Bim Koimai is Pasul. Inside the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis that says Rika Shalei Bim Koimai is Pasul, but more accurately Yachzer Akash V'Yakabel, which sounds like there's an Eitzah, are both talking about where there was Shtika, there was no Machshava Apeisales. V'Shalei Bim Koimai is Lavkim Koimai Domi. What's the chilek between the two Mishnayis? Say a posh, Hadikah Dama Nefesh, Hadaleka Dama Nefesh. The chilek is our Mishnah is talking about where there was no more Dam. No more Dam, it's Pasul. You're back into being it possible. The Mishnah on the Aflamid Beis is talking about what it was. Well, it was more Mlam. Yachzer HaKosha V'Yakabel. So as it relates to that little nuance, Rabbi Yechanan has to fa'enfer. He fa'enfers it very simply. Bottom line is, so we have three sheets how to learn the Mishnah. Shmuel says, when the Mishnah says, Rika Shalei Bim Koimai can possible, what does it mean? The bus is possible. Reish Lakish says that when the Mishnah says, Rika Shalei Bim Koimai is possible, it's talking about when you had a machsheves pigel, that's why it's possible. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason Zrikas Shleimim Kaima is possible means the whole carbon's possible. And why is the whole carbon possible? Because Zrikas Shleimim Kaima is Lafkin Kaima. Now, if you remember, the Mishnah didn't just say possible. The Mishnah said possible the aim by karis. Sachti Gemara Gishmak Tanan Pasul Vein Beikars Bishlam El Reish Lakish Bishlam According to Reish Lakish Hainu Diktani Pasul Vein Beikars. Meaning Reish Lakish, who made an Akimt in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about where you did a Zrika Shleimim Kaima with a Machshavas Pigel. So it's Gevaldig why the Mishnah said Vein Beikars, because ordinarily a Machshavas Pigel is Karis. Over here, the Machshavas Pigel is really aimed by Karis. Hello, the Rabbi Yechon, but according to Rabbi Yechon, am I aimed by Karis? Why does the Mishnah say aimed by Karis? What's the Kasha? If Zrika Shleibim Koyme is Lavkim Koyme Dami, even if you had a Machshavas Pigel, of course it's aimed by Karis. A Zrika Shleibim Koyme is like Nishpach, it's like pouring it on the floor. It's not a Zrika. So if it's not a Zrika, what's the Havamina that when you had a Machshavas Pigel, there should be a. What does aimed by Karis have to do with anything? Gemara doesn't know. Gemara says Kasha. Uli Shmuel Mayim Beikars. What about according to Shmuel? Shmuel also didn't learn that the Mishnah is talking about where you had a Machshavas Pigel. So according to Shmuel, what does Ein Beikars mean? Hachi Kamar. Im Nasam Be Machshava Pasul Ein Beikars. Meaning, really, when the Mishnah says Rikas Shleimim Kaima is Pasul, it means the Basso is Pasul. The Mishnah is just adding Ein Beikars to tell me that what would be a what if the Kohen had a Machshavas Pigel, that Lacha would be Pasul Ein Beikars. And again, why Pasul Ein Beikars? The reason would be Ein Beikars is because even though Zrika Shleimim Kaima is Kimekaima Dami, but a Zrika the Sharia Basa Bachila Maisila de Pigel, Zrika the Loy Sharia Basa Bachila Loy Maisi Li de Pigel. So as it relates to Pshat in the Mishnah, we have three Pshatim in the Mishnah: Shmuel, Rabbi Yoich, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. As it relates to the halacha of Zrika Shleibim Kaima, Kimekaima Dami, we have two Shittas. Shmuel and Reish Lakish both hold Zrika Shleibim Kaima is Kimekaima Dami, only Likapara, not in terms of Heter Basar. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that Zrika Shleibim Kaima is Lav Kimekaima Dami. Zakhti Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, E Shleibim Kaima Lav Kimekaima Dami, Lahavi Kinishbach Menakli Allah Ritzbevia Svenu. The Gemara was medayik earlier that when the Mishnah says Zrika Shleibim Kaima Pasal, it means there's no Eitzah. No Eitzah. As a matter of fact, Gemara asked the Kasha, why isn't a Yachzer Akash of Yekabel? Rabbi Yechon himself answered, Hacha b'mayaskinu, where there was no Dama Nefesh left over. There was nothing to be Mekabel. But if there was to be Mekabel, it would have been okay. Because when the Mishnah says Pasal, it sounds like Pasal. There is no Eitzah. Afraid the Gemara have an Eitzah. Why can't you take the Dam that was poured on the Mizbeach, scrape it off the Mizbeach somehow, and do another Zrika with? Why is it possible? Why is there no Eitzah? Just take the Dam and reuse it. Now, if the used Dam for a Zrika, obviously you can't do another Zrika with it. Once you use it, you use it. But being that Zrika Shleibim Kami is Lav Kim Kami Dami, so the Gemara's Kasha is, shouldn't it be like Nishbach Menakli Ala Ritzba? Shouldn't it be as if the Dam spilled? What's the Loch of Nishbach? So the Mishnah Dav Chafei said, if it was Nishbach Mitzavra Behema, then it's possible. But if it's Nishbach Menakli, then it's Kasha. So the Chura, shouldn't it be like Nishbach Menakli Ala Ritzba? And okay, so the Gemara says, Sabla Kaman Dama Lo Yasfenu. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Man Dama that holds, that if you do a Zrika Shalom, even though it's lavkim koimai dami, still once it touches the mizbeach, it's off limits. You can't reuse; it's not reusable. You can't take the dam and recycle it. That's not an option. Once it touches the mizbeach, Rashi says kolte mizbeach. The mizbeach chaps it. We'll see more about that on Amud Beis. But the bottom line is, at this point, it can't be used all over again. Zokti Gemara, who's this man dama that holds that is rikas shleibim koimai lo yasvenu? How come everybody's moed in the tunnel? If a Kohen did the Zrika, he did it in the right place. It was Bim Kaimai. It was supposed to be Lamaila, and he did it Lamaila. It was supposed to be Lamata, and he did it Lamata. But it was Shalaykim Mitzvason. Why would it be Shalaykim Mitzvason? Look at the Rashi, second to last line. Kigoyim Bim Machshava. It was done with a Machshava Psula. Oibe. Tzmoil. It was done with his left hand. That Loche is Layasfenu. Everybody agrees that time, even though it was done Shalaykim Mitzvason, you leave it on the Mizbeach. You can't reuse it. Where was there a Machlekes Tanoim? Ela benitanim lemalo shenosam lemata. Lemata shenosam lemalo. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer lo yasven. Rabbi Yosi says you can't touch it. Rabbi Shimon Yoimer yasven. Rabbi Shimon says you could take it. The Shita, by the way, flips the Gersa. He flips what Rabbi Yosi's Shita is and what Rabbi Shimon's Gersa says. Umishnah say no. If that's the case, there is a man da'amah that holds that once you do a Zrika Shalevim Kermer lo yasvenu, you can't be mass of it. Rabbi Yechidin is going to say that our Mishnah that says Zrika Shalevim Kermer is possible, which is mashma. You can't reuse the dam. It's like that. The Kedivrei Yoyim. It's like the man of the roads. You can't. Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Chizda, the name of Avimi. How come everyone's made a bit of tunnel? The matzah shasal amalos shelo yasvenu. Everyone's made a zrika shleibim koymoi is lo yasvenu. The koshke meaning it's zrika shleibim koymoi where it was supposed to be lamata and you ended up doing it lamayla. The koshke beni tunnel lamata shasal amalos. Certainly, if it was supposed to be lamayla, you ended up doing it lamata. What's the koshke? Hayol v'damim el yoyin lamata himban because the dam lamayla always drips down to the bottom. So in the sugya of Zrika Shleibim Koimoy, there's like a kolshkin. It makes more sense that Zrika Shleibim Koimoy should work if you did a Lamaila Lamata, because the Lamaila anyways ends up being Lamata, as opposed to a Lamata Lamaila. But the bottom line is, everybody agrees in Rav Chizda's version, Rav Shimon and Rav Yossi, that if you do a Zrika Shleibim Koimoy, the Aloch is Lo Yasvenu. Lo Yinechliku Elu B'nei Tonim Lefnim Shenasim B'chutz, B'chutz Shenasim Lefnim Shab Yossi Emi Yasvenu, Rav Shimon Amo Lo Yasvenu. The Machloikis was when you put it on the wrong Mizbech. You put it on the wrong Mizbech, there it's going to be different. But what's the bottom line? What do you take out of this? What you take out of this is there's a Shita Satanon, or maybe even Tutanon. But the bottom line is there's definitely a Shita Satanon that holds that a Zrika Shleibim Koimoy, even though it's Slavkim Koimoy Dami. What's the halacha? Lo yasvenu. You have to leave it there. So that's the teretz. The kashu was according to Rabbi Yochanan and Zrika Shleibim Koimoy. It should be like nishbach min akli al aritz. But no, here the halacha. Once it touches the mizbeach, at that point it's going to be off limits. So two things. Number one, you see clear in this brisa. You see clear in these rishonim and these tanaim. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. What do you see very clearly? That they held Zrika Shleibim Koimoy is Lavkim Koimoy Dami. Because if Zrika Shleibim Koimoy is Kim Koimoy Dami, what's the Shaila of Yasvenu or Lo Yasvenu? So the Chur, it's Mefurish. So how do we have a Machloikish, Shmuel, and Reish Lakish on the one hand? And Rabbi Yoichan, on the other hand, what does Zrika Shleibim Koimoy is Kim Koimoy Dami, Lavkim Koimoy Dami? Isn't it Mefurish in this Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon? It's not clear who holds what and what they want, Nechliku or Lo Nechliku. But one thing is for sure, there seems to be a Shita Satanoim in the world that holds that Zrika Shleibim Koimoy is Lavkim Koimoy Dami. That means is that in the third parak we're going to see there's another shita Satanan that holds Zrika Shleibim Koimoy is Kimi Koimoy Dami. So that the rest of the story is that even though when you learn the Gemara at first glance whether Zrika Shleibim Koimoy Kimi Koimoy Dami or Lavkim Koimoy Dami seems to be a Machlekes Amayirah G'doyli G'doyli Amayirah Shmuel Reish Lakish Keneged Rabbi Yochanan, but really it's a Machlekes Tanaim. This Machlekes Amayirah was merely had a pasuk, but they were not the Mechatshim of this Machloikis. It's already Mefurish and Brises. We have one Brisa right here. We're going to have another one in a moment. So the bottom line is, it's already Mefurish on the Tanoim level, this Shaila of Zrika Shleibim Koimei Kimei Koimei Dami Olav Kimei Koimei Dami. Zog Tegmar Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Afana Nami Tanino. I'll bring you another Raya, a Raya from a Mishnah. That what? That even if Zrika Shleibim Koimoy is Lavkim Koimoy Dami, so this is going to be another Mishnah, that Zrika Shleibim Koimoy is Lavkim Koimoy Dami, but even if Zrika Shleibim Koimoy is Lavkim Koimoy Dami, you still buy Yasvenu, you can't reuse the dam, you can't use it again. And the background to this Mishnah is an entire Perek in Chas, which obviously we're not going to learn now, Perek HaMizbech Mekadosh, so the 8th Perek of Masechet Zvachim, one of the most geshmaka prokim, is Perek HaMizbech Mekadosh, and it discusses something that wasn't allowed to go on the Mizbech, the 9th Perek, I'm sorry. Something that's not allowed to go on the Mizbech. For example, you had a Murim that were Pasul. You weren't allowed to be Machted a Murim. Means you can't put on the Mizbech. However, there's a halacha of them Olu Lo Yerdu, which means that once they Murim go on the Mizbech, Lo Yerdu, you leave them there. You don't take it down. So there's certain psulim with halachism olu lo yerdu, but then there are psulim with halachism olu yerdu. So this next gemara discusses this halach. Amrav Nachim by Yitzchak, Afananami Tanin, Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudam says, Zoisi Oilo, the pasuk that teaches me the halach of im olu lo yerdu, the pasuk that's mentioned in Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh, also has three miyutim. Zois is a miyut, he is a miyut, and the hay of Ha'oilo is also a miyut. Hare Elo Gimme Miyutim teaches me that there's three psulim where the halach is not im olu lo yerdu. To the contrary, the halach is amalu yerdu. Pratli nishchata balayla. If the shechita was done at night, v'she nishbach dama, as in nishbach veim, v'she yotza dama chutz liklam, or the dam was yotze. The halach in those three cases is not amalu lo yerdu, but rather amal soteri. Shimon, Rabbi Shimon argues, says oylo, inli yelo oylo ksheiru. I mean, the rabbi shenishchata balayla, v'she nishchata dama, v'she yotza dama chutz liklam. How do you know to be marba those three miyutim? V'she nishchata balayla, v'she nishbach dama, v'she yotza dama chutz liklam. V'halon, v'hayotze, v'hatomim, v'she
And this is what we need. So we have a whole list over here, a whole menu of psulim that I mentioned. So says Reb Shimon, how do you know that Talach is Amalu Lo Yerdu by all the aforementioned? Talmud Loi Ma Toiras Ha'Oila Ripa Toira Achaz Chala Oila Shema Lo Yerdu. That doesn't matter what the psul is. Yochosh Ani Marba. I would think to be Marba another list. You ready? Af Haroiva Va'Nirva Va'Mukta Va'Neva Va'Esna Va'Mechir Va'Kalayim Va'Triva Va'Yotze Doifin Talmud Loi Ma Zois. No, we also have a mirror in the pasuk. So Toiras Ha'Oila is Marba. Zois is Marba. Is the Rabbis is Zeilu Hoitz is Zeilu. How do you know which one's to be Marba, which one's to be Mar? So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon said, I knew it very simply. Marba Ni Es Eilu Shal Yipsulim Makoidish. The first list were all psulim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Yoitze, there was something wrong with the Zrika, it was Nishchata Balayla, Nishpach. These are all psulei Bakoidish. These are all psulim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The other ones, Raven, Nirva, Muktzis, Nevet, Esnan, Mechir, Kalayim, Treva, these are not exclusive, even though they could happen in the Beis HaMikdash. But they're not Miyuchad to the Beis HaMikdash. And as a result, those things are going to be excluded. But Ketani Mia, what do we need? We need one part of this long Mishnah. Hanitanim lamata shenasna lamayla ulamayla shenasna lamata. V'loi poli Rav Yehuda. That was an example of an imalu lo yerdu where nobody argued. Rav Shimon agreed and Rav Yehuda agreed that it's imalu lo yerdu. What does that mean? That means, number one, that zrika shleibim kaim is lafkim kaim edami. You see that clearly in the Mishnah. And you also see that everybody agrees that it's included in the psulim of im alu lo yerdu, meaning kalte mizbeach, meaning lo yasvenu. My time allowed me from the cult. Shvami no lo yasvenu. So again, the kasha was according to Rabbi Yechon Ben Old Zrika Shleibim Kaim Lapkim Kaim Edami. So why does the Mishnah say pasul? Why don't you say if it wasn't a zrika, it's like nishbach laacha kabbalah with halachas, it's going to be kosher, not the pasul nishbach, the kosher nishbach. So why do we look at it as a nishbach? Let it be kosher. The teretz is im olu lo yerdu. That's the teretz. Koltim is beach lo yasvenu. Who says it? Rabbi Yosi, maybe Rabbi Shimon, depending on the sheet of Bukubetz, is Gerson. Then you have a Mishnah with a Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, so you have a whole bunch of Tanoim that all held Zrika Shleibim Kaim Lavkim Kaim Adami, and in Olu Lo Yerdu Kolte Mizbeach Lo Yasvenu. So on the topic of in Olu Lo Yerdu, we have one last Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Lozer. The Amoyer Rabbi Lozer said, not Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lozer. Mizbeach Apnimi Mekadesh Psulin, that just like the Mizbeach Achitzoin had a din of in Olu Lo Yerdu. So if you put something posel on the Mizbeach Achitza in the Halachas Lo Yerdu, the same is true for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. If you put something posel on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it too is Mekadosh. Maiko Mashmun Tanino. I know that from the Mishnah. Hanitonu Bifnim Shenasna Bechutz, Vanitonu Bechutz Shenasna Bifnim. So you see, it was supposed to be Bechutz, you put it Bifnim, it was a Zrika Shleivim Koimei Lavkim Koimei Dami, it's a posel, and the Halachas Amalu Lo Yerdu. So why do I need the Amoyer Rabbi Loza to tell me Amalu Lo Yerdu by the Mizbeach HaPnimi? I know the Halachas Amalu Lo Yerdu by the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Gemara says, Imi Hasam, had we only had the Mishnah, Havamina, I would have thought, Havamina Lidam, the Chazile, I would have thought that the only time you say the halacha of Zbeach HaPnimi Mekadesh Psulim, Geshmak Esfara, that's only something that usually goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So whatever went on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Dam, for the Chatois HaPnimiois, and the Ketores. That's what went on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Everything else went on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. So I would have thought you're right. Dam that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, that you put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you say Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadesh Psulim. You have the Halacha Molo Yerdo. But that's because Dam is something that's Ra'oi to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Avon Koimetz, let's say the carbon would be Makter, the Koimetz of a Mincha on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. There's never a din that a Koimetz was born in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Loi Chazile, it's not Roy Bechlau for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Eim Aloi, Kamash Malo, and that was Rabbi Lozer's Chiddush. When he said Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mekadesh Psulim, even something that's Loi Chazile. Meisveil, as your Kasha, also the Gabi Mizbeach Teiret of Ketores that was put on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, Daloch is Teiret. She'en lucha Mekadesh Psulim, Ela Mizbeach HaChitzoin Beroyla. Because the only time you have this halacha of Mizbeach Mekadesh Psulim, the only time you have this halacha of Imalu Lo Yerdu is if it was the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Okay? But also, if it was ra'oi loy, it's mashma clearly chitzin im pnimi loy, right? Isn't that what it says? Doesn't it say only the mizbeach chitzin, not the mizbeach pnimi? So has it stem with what we just said? The Mishnah Rabbi Lazar was saying that it's not just the mizbeach chitzin that's mekadosh p'sulim, it's the mizbeach pnimi that's also mekadosh p'sulim. How does it stem with this? So the Gemara says taratzach. You have to learn like this. Ketor is also mizbeach chitzin teiret. She'em mizbeach chitzin mekadosh p'sulim alo ra'oi loy. You're right. If a ketor is was put on the mizbeach chitzin, it's teiret. You know why? Because the mizbeach chitzin is only mekadosh ra'oi loy.
pnimi. Not the pnimi is not mekadesh at all. Just the opposite. Va'pnimi ben royuloi, ben she'en royuloi. The mizbeach pnimi has even more of an ability to be mekadesh. It could be mekadesh en royuloi, such as nam. It could be mekadesh en en royuloi, like Rabbi Loza's chiddush. Even a koimet, my timer, why would that be the case? Meaning, why would the Mizbeach HaPnimi have an ability to even be Mekadosh and Enei Roiloi, such as koimets, which never goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Whereas the Mizbeach HaChitzoin does not have the ability to be Mekadosh and Enei Roiloi, such as a Keterah Zara that never goes on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Hai Ritzpah, Vahai Kli Sharis. The reason is because the Mizbeach HaChitzoin was viewed as Ritzpah. Rashi says it was like an extension of the Ritzpah Sa'azara. There was no Meshicha done to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Being that it's looked at as Ritzpah, it has less a koyach to be Mekadosh. As opposed to the Mizbeach HaPnimi was a klisharis. How do you know it was a klisharis? Rashi says, because it was nimshach. Being that it was nimshach, with the Shemen HaMishcha, that's a raya, was viewed as a keli. It was viewed as a keli, so that's going to be looked at as differently. As a result, it has more of a koyach, it could be mekadesh, even in a royla. Told you it wasn't a hard daf. Not a sasha. Either way, so this concludes this part of the sugya of Zrika Shaloibim Kaimai. So, there's two ways we can take this. There's Shnei Drachim. We're going to go the easier route. So the Cheshek Shloima, in his Haggais on the Gemara, clears a fascinating question. He wants to know if the halacha of Zrika Shaloibim Koimai, which Shmuel and Reish Lakish and the Rambam Paskins, is Kimikoimai Dami. Is that going to be true by a Korban Pesach? Or is that not going to be true by a carbon pasach? So says the Cheshek Shleima, it's a sugya. Zrika Shleima Koyim is Kimikoy Meidami. So I know it's going to be okay by the Chattas and the Ashim and the Oil and the Mincha and the Toida and the Shlamim, etc. But what about the carbon pasach? I'm not sure about a carbon pasach. Why? Why should the carbon pasach be different? So for that, we need a little bit of Akhtam. That is, the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Simen Beis brings a kasha from the Mayone Yeshua. The Mayone Yeshua asks, that if you go through the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, so the Rambam lists, when he brings the Korban Pesach, a mitzvah to be makriv the Korban Pesach, and then he lists as a separate mitzvah, a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. Meaning the avodah of the Korban Pesach is one mitzvah, and the achil of the Korban Pesach is another mitzvah. By a Korban Chatas and by the other Korbanos, the Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam brings one mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to bring a Korban Chatas, and then the Rambam says, included in the mitzvah to bring a Korban Chatas, there are many Prate mitzvah. One of the Prate mitzvahs, they eat the Korban Chatas. The mitzvah to be Makter, there's Shvicha Shirayim. There's a whole bunch of different mitzvahs, as we see, as we go through Seder Kachem, that were related to bringing a Korban. And the Rambam lumped them all together in one mitzvah. Yet by the Korban Pesach, for some reason, the Rambam had a separate mitzvah to be makir of the Korban Pesach, and a separate mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. L'chayra, if the achila of a korban is shiare mitzvah, then why didn't the Rambam include it in the mitzvah of akrovas Korban Pesach the same way he included it in the shiare mitzvah of all the other korbanos? Azoi bring the Beis Halevi from the Mayon Yeshua. And the Beis Halevi says a teretz, it's a super lumdis, the inkam akayma. But just to scrape the surface of a very, very important yisoid, a yisoid that's going to come up over and over and over again, and it's very, very integral to, as we go through some of the yisoidas here in Seder Kachin. That is, it's mavur in many gemaras that a carbon pesach was choluk bi yisoid from an ordinary carbon, specifically as it relates to the mitzvah to eat the carbon pesach. The gemara pesach is psachim daf ayin ches amid beis says that although ordinarily, if somebody, a kohen, is bringing a carbon, the halacha is that even if the basar of the carbon is lost, it becomes tameh, it becomes pasul for whatever reason, as long as you have a kezayis of a murim, it doesn't bother me. Meaning, we don't need the basar dafka to be kayim in order for the carbon to be a kosher carbon. A carbon pesach is different. A carbon pesach, if the kohen's about to do his rika, and he realizes that he doesn't have any basar, that's it. You have to put the dam down. We have to start this all over again. The carbon becomes pasul. So ordinarily, when you're bringing a carbon, if the kohen's about to do this, he realizes there's no basar, it's okay. The grada has to be a kezayis, a basar, but that kezayis could be a mur. It doesn't have to be basar that's going to be eaten. By the carbon pesach, you have to have basar hanecha. And if you don't have basar hanecha, the carbon is going to be pasul. Another thing that's mavur in that gemara is what happens if an old man, a zaking, brings a carbon pesach, someone that can't eat, he physically cannot eat from the carbon. The halach is the carbon's pasul. The Korban Pesach had to be brought by someone that was roi to eat from the Korban Pesach. If the person wasn't roi to eat from the Korban Pesach, the Korban was possible, which is clearly something you don't find b'shar Korbanos. The Bir Advarim is, it's a Gemara, it's a Sugi Mefureshes, and Mesechtes Pesachim Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, is that the role hold that achila placed by Karban Pesach is different than ordinarily. Ordinary carbon, what's the ikur of the Karban Pesach? What's the ikur of the carbon? The dam is the ikur of the carbon. The kapara comes from the dam. The ikur is the dam. Now, there happens to be shari mitzvah. One of the shari mitzvahs is you can eat the basar. Another one of the shari mitzvahs you can be makta de murim. But the ikur of the carbon is the avodah sadam. Being that the ikur of the carbon is the avodah sadam, you just have to make sure you have dam. Let's say you don't have basar. Okay, it's not the end of the world. I don't need basar. What if the bala carbon can't eat from the basar? You can't be mekayim. What are the shari mitzvah? It's an ancillary. It's a tuffle. That's not the ikur mitzvah. Being that it's not the ikur mitzvah doesn't bother me. Carbon Pesach is different. Carbon Pesach, the ikur of the carbon Pesach was the achiva. Hashem wanted that b'leil Pesach, you should sit down and you should eat meat. You should eat carbon Pesach. That's the ikur. The ikur is the achila. Now, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas carbon pesach, you have to have a carbon pesach. In order to have a carbon pesach, you have to be makriv as a carbon. In order to be makriv as a carbon, you have to have avodah zadah. So you're simply back into the avodah zadah because there's no other way to eat from a carbon pesach unless you brought it as a carbon pesach. But the ikur is not the hakrova. The ikur is the achila. The ikur, the tachlis of the carbon pesach was not the hakrova. It wasn't the chelik ha-gvaya. It wasn't what dam that was poured in the mizbech. It wasn't the murim that they were makter. The ikur was the basa. Meaning really what Hashem wants is for you to sit down below Pesach and eat basa of a carbon Pesach. But the key is basa of a carbon. Oh, once it's of a carbon, I don't have a choice. I have no choice whatsoever but to go ahead and to be makter of the carbon. But the ikur is not the carbon. What's the ikur? The ikur is the achila. Being that ikur is the achila, you have to make sure you have basa. If you don't have basa, you can't even bring it. Therefore, a zochin, someone that's not royal achila, a chayla, for whatever reason he can't eat, you can't bring a carbon pesach either. Because if you can't do the achila, it's not pshat, you're missing out on the shiari mitzvah. You're missing out on the ikur. Being that you're missing out on the ikur, it's for that reason that you're going to be out of business. You know, we spoke out earlier in the Masechta, a gishmak akasha, that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in Mikroi Kodesh, it's Pesach Chelik Beis, it's Simin Chofhe. Oyz base brings from Reb Shloimeh HaKoyim Yivul in the Sefer Binyan Shloimeh, who by the way is the Mechaber of the Sefer Cheshek Shloimeh. So the Reb Shloimeh HaKoyim Yivul asks, why is it that on Erev Pesach you don't read the parsha of the Karban Pesach? Yontif, Shchaydesh, we always read the Musafen. You always read Kriyas HaTorah that's related. It's Minyana D'Yoyma to what's going on during the day. So on Shchaydesh, you take out a Sefer Torah and you read from Parshas Pinchas. You read the Musafen. Every Yontif you read Dava Be'ita. You always read whatever's going on. So his question was, why is it on Erev Pesach? We're back in the day. We used to bring a carbon Pesach. So we should say, and we should read from the Sefer Torah. That was Reb Shloimeh HaKoyim's Shaila. So the Reb Tzvi Pesach said a Geshmak Teretz. He said that Unashalmu Parmes Faseinu was not a Mechayiv of Kriyas HaTorah. Yontif is a Mechayiv of Kriyas HaTorah. Unashalmu Parmes Faseinu itself is not a Mechayiv. Yontif is Mechayiv Kriyas HaTorah, so that once you have a chiyuv to read from the Sefer Torah on Yontif, now we have to figure out what to read to make sense to read. That's why we go ahead on Pesach, we read about Pesach, and on Shavuos, we read about Shavuos, and on Sukkot, we read about Sukkot, and on Rosh Chodesh, we read about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is also called Yontif, meaning the Mechayiv is Yontif. Once I have a Mechayiv to read, so Mimela, it makes perfect sense. Now, what should I read? I should read the Dava Be'itai. But the neshama part of Sfaseinu, the inyana de yoyim is not the mechayev. It's yontif that's mechayev. It's just that once I have the mechayev in the middle, that's why I go ahead and that's why I read. Erev Pesach is on yontif. I mean that Erev Pesach is on yontif. I don't have a mechayev of kriyas haTorah. The mechayev would be a neshama part of Sfaseinu. Neshama part of Sfaseinu is not mechayev kriyas haTorah. Yontif is mechayev kriyas haTorah. Neshama part of Sfaseinu just tells me what the kriya should be. But in and of itself, that's not the mechayev. In the middle, that's why there's no kriya on Erev Pesach. That was Rav Hirsch Pesach's Parents spoke of the Goyen says that you see in Hilchos Avelos that Chatzos Erev Pesach Dine Avelos of Yontif already apply, and the Goyen says because you see in the parish of the Ma'ela Mikroi Kodesh Hashitik Reis B'Mayadu, and what's the first pasuk? Barba Asar Kodesh Harisha, and you're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach. So you see in the parish of the Ma'ela the Goyen said Erev, so we said maybe it is a Yontif, maybe there could be a Mechayev Kriyas HaTorah. That was the aura that we spoke at early in the Masechta. But I want to tell you the Teretz that Reb Shloimeh HaKoyim Mivilna said, that the Vilna Dayan said. You know what his Teretz was? I'll read it to you. The akrovas haPesach ikre b'shvil achila, v'haskorase betfilo leimahani leinyan achila. When the Shalom Parnas Faseinu was a chiddush and akrov, that if you read the parsha of a carbon, it's as if you were makriv of the carbon. But it doesn't say anywhere that it's as if you ate the basar of the carbon. There's no chiddush mavur anywhere that it's as if you ate. So ordinarily, by a carbon, where the ikre the carbon is what?
is the hakrava. So it makes sense to lane. You'll have an Ishamu Parm Sfaseinu for that krava. But by the Karban Pesach, the ikr is not the hakrava. By the Karban Pesach, the ikr is the achiva. And an Ishamu Parm Sfaseinu can't shtel tzu the achiva. If it can't shtel tzu the achiva, you don't have the ikr. You don't have the ikr. All you have is the tough. Kapanas relates to the Mayana Yeshua's Kasha. What was this Kasha? That why is it that the Rambam is Mayna Achilas Karban Pesach as a separate mitzvah, and when it comes to Shar Karbanas, he just includes it together with Poshet? Because by Shar Karbanas, the Achilas from the Shiori Mitzvah. It's from the Shiori Mitzvah, so the Rambam lists it together with all the other Shiori Mitzvah. When it comes to Achilas Karban Pesach, it's not Shiori Mitzvah, it's the Iker, it's the Tachlis. If anything, the Hakrov is the Shiori Mitzvah, the Iker is the Achilah. Being that the Iker is the Achilah, that's why the Rambam over there listed it as an Achilah. I was thinking maybe Teshtel too, you know, it's Yodua, that the Netziv made a fascinating observation. You find throughout the generations there were times where there were Yidden that tried creating a movement, tried creating momentum to go up to Eretz Yisrael and to bring a carbon. But it somehow, the carbon that Klal Yisrael always wanted to bring was the carbon Pesach. With Tzvi Eshkalasher in the 18th century, he was Noisiv and Noisiv and famous with Reb Kiv Eiger, with the Chasam Sofer, and the Baal Aruch Laner, and it was a very, very big Tomo. He was going to work it all out, Tomo Hotru Betzibur, and he had it all figured out. But the bottom line is that there was this movement, there was this Hisoiris to bring a carbon many, many times. And the carbon that was going to be brought was always going to be the carbon Pesach. And the Netziv wanted to know why. Why was it, even in Shonim Kadmini, as you find, there were Kadmini that wanted to do it. And why was it always the carbon Pesach? And he said, Adav Nifla, he said, you have in this week's parasha in the Teichecha, in parashas Bechukosai, Hashem says, "V'nosati es orechem charba, v'hashim moisi es mikdashechem." I'm going to destroy your base hamikdash. V'lo yoriach bereach nichaychem. I'm not going to smell. There's not going to be any reach nichaych that I'm going to have anymore from your kavanas. There was a haftacha, so to speak, a klala in the Teichecha. V'lo yoriach bereach nichaychem. Ordinarily, a carbon is a reach nichaych Hashem. One of the six machshavas that the Kohen had to have was l'shem reyach l'shem nichayach. But over here, v'loya reyach b'reyach nichayach. Said the Netziv, I went through all their karbanos in the Torah. There's only one carbon in the Torah where it doesn't say l'reyach nichayach. You know what that is? It's the carbon Pesach. Every other carbon it says l'reyach nichayach, with the exception of the carbon Pesach. So he said maybe that's the reason they couldn't bring a noila. You know why you couldn't bring a noila? V'loya reyach b'reyach nichayach. Reyach nichayach is ma'akiv in a carbon. So if Hashem said v'loya reyach b'reyach nichayach, what are you bringing the carbon for? They couldn't bring a shlomim and a toida because it says l'reyach nichayach. And Hashem said in this week's parsha v'loya reyach b'reyach nichayach. The carbon Pesach is the only carbon where it doesn't say reyach nichayach. That was the only carbon that there was ever a havamina to bring because there's no din reyach. But the shayla was why? Why is there no din reich nichayach when it comes to, so we've spoken out of mahalach in the past, but lefia now maybe there's a little bit of an etza. Maybe being that over here the ikr is not the chelik v'gvaya, the ikr is the achila. The ikr is the achila, so maybe here it's different. Maybe there is not going to be a din reich nichayach. What does that have to do with our sugya? It has so much to do with our sugya. Klar techeshek shleima, Reb Shleima hakoyin mivilna, not in his binyan shleima like the Mekroi Kodesh brings, but right here in his agos in the back of the Gemara. What would be if a koyin did a zrika shleibim koymai when it comes to the carbon Pesach? What's the halacha zrika shleibim koymai? It's mechaper, but at the same time pasul. What does pasul mean? The basar is going to be asav achila. A carbon Pesach you can't have if the basar is going to be pasul achila. So over here maybe it's different. Maybe over here it's not shaykh. You can't have a zrika that's not matar basar b'achil. Ordinarily, the achilas basar is shiori mitzvah. As long as you have a kizayis today, murim, you're fine. You have nothing to worry about. But when it comes to the carbon Pesach, where the basar is ma'akiv, nit ma'abasar, the carbon's basar. If the bala carbon is a chayli, is a zakin, he can't eat. The carbon Pesach is basar. What about a zrika shalevim koimoy? So says the cheshek shloim, I have two tzadim. One side is, over here, Zrika Shleibim Koyma is going to be Lafkim Koyma Dami. Because being that this Zrika doesn't have an ability to be Mata Basar, so the carbon is Dachsaibi Pasal. So the Zrika over here is going to be Lafkim Koyma Dami. Oye Shleima says the Cheshek Shleima, maybe Fakir. Being that the Torah said, Vanina Satav Lachem Alam is Bech Lekapa, Kivin Chegi Adam Lam is Bech Nishapu Baila, and from the Pasik it's Mashma, every carbon on any Mizbeach, that Loch is Vanina Satav, even carbon Pesach, so you'll be Muchach to say that even though ordinarily a Zrika Shleibim Koyma is in the sense that it can't be matav basar b'achila, but maybe by carbon Pesach it will be able to be matav basar b'achila. So it was poshut to the cheshek shloima. There's no tzad in the world that you're going to have the regular shulchan aruch of zrika shloibim koyma by a carbon Pesach. Valdos is in meglach. You can't have a carbon Pesach that doesn't have basar. It's no different than if the basar became tum. You can't have such a carbon Pesach. So you can't have that the zrika is a zrika le kapara, but it's not going to be a zrika le inyan heter basar. Shaila was, so what do you have? Do you have nothing, or do you say fakir? That being that the Torah was marbev aminu sabu chamaz bech lachaber, what you can end up having is you can end up having a zrika shleibim koyme that has the ability to be mata basal achila. L'maisa, Reb Meir Simcha Nar Samech. If you want to look it up, it's on Hilchas Pesulim Hamikdash and Perek Beis Alach Yud. Reb Meir Simcha clears the same shaila as the Cheshik Shleima. What would be zrika shleibim koyme by a carbon pesach? And Reb Meir Simcha says it's pasha to him that by a carbon pesach zrika shleibim koyme is lavkim koyme dami. Because if the Zrika can't be Mata Basar Achila with regards to Karim Pesach, it does Nishkain Zrika. It's no different than if it was Nitma Basar. And he has a Mefurish at Tesefta, where the Tesefta says that if the Zrika Shalabim Kaimai, if the Zrika's Karim Pesach was done Shalabim Kaimai, it's possible. Nobody's Chaylik. Ay, we know it's a Machlikis Tanna, Machlikis Amiram. He says, because by Karim Pesach, everybody agrees, being that it's not Mata Basar Achila. And then he says, Adav and Nifla, I don't have an Agadah Shal Pesach in front of me, but Ad Kanemim Shabbos Agudal, but May Simcha brings from his Eidim, that his Eidim told him that maybe that's why when we say the Visham Nala, we're going to bring the carbon Pesach, Al Kirmiz Bechach, I remember exactly how we say it, but it's going to be, I don't remember after which case it is, but Al Kirmiz Bechach, Al Kirmiz Bechach. That why are we emphasizing the makim of where the Zrika has to be? Because by carbon Pesach, the Zrika is ma'akim. Well, now you just have to do a Zrika, it doesn't matter where it is. Yeah, the Katchila, Zrika Bimkaim, by carbon Pesach, name. So that's like Al Kirmiz Bechach. It has to be exactly where the makim of the carbon Pesach is, because if it's not where the makim of the carbon Pesach is, the Zrika Shalom Kaim is going to be possible. But I saw in the Chazan The Chazinish on the Sechta Zvachim. Chazinish has the same, he has a whole Arichas. This is going to come up again on Afsamich Dalit, I think. There's a whole another Arichas there. But Al Koponim, the Chazinish brings the same Shaila, and the Chazinish comes out just the opposite. He says, I think that when it comes to a Karim Pesach, even though ordinarily Zrika Shleim Kami is not Batal, Matu Basa Bachila, over here it's going to be Matu Basa Bachila. In other words, the Cheshek Shleim and Shaila. He knew that Zrika Shleim Kami has to be different. The question is, what does different mean? Does it mean it's going to be Mechaper? Does it mean that over here it's not even going to be, it's over here, it's not, does it mean it's going to be Matur Basar, or does it mean it's not even going to be Mechaper? Or Meir Simcha Nemda on one side, and the Chazanish Nemda on the other side.